All right, let's dive into this. Today, we're going to be taking a look at Dr. Chris Friesen,
Okay.
a performance psychologist. And you sent over some really interesting stuff about him, like from his website, his bio, social media articles.
Yeah, it looks like he's done quite a bit.
We're going to take a look at all that and kind of try to pull out like the key insights
Yeah, go ahead,
and see
since.
what start.
Well, I think one of the most interesting things is that he was a competitive hockey goalie.
Oh, wow.
And it seems like that's kind of where his whole interest in the mental side of performance really started.
I mean, as an athlete myself, I know how important the mental game is, like especially in those high pressure moments.
Yeah,
It
totally.
sounds like he was recognizing that link pretty early on.
Yeah, absolutely. And it wasn't just his own experiences on the ice, you
Yeah,
know.
right.
Even as a teenager, he was really fascinated by people who achieved great things, and especially those who like overcame major obstacles.
He was super into autobiographies. Like
Yeah.
he was reading about people like Arthur Ashe and Christopher Reeve.
Now, those are two people who faced incredible adversity.
Yeah.
I mean, Ashe
Yeah.
battling racism, later AIDS, and Reeves, of course, the spinal cord injury.
Yeah.
It seems like Dr. Friesen was interested in not just success,
Yeah.
but also like resilience in the face of these incredible challenges.
Yeah. And it wasn't just like stories of overcoming hardship. You know, he was also drawn to
Okay, well.
the world of self-improvement. Like
Right.
his bio mentions that he was reading all these books by Anthony Robbins
All
and
right, yeah.
Stephen Covey. Like Awaken the Giant Within, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah, the classics.
They're like the big ones.
Interesting. So he's immersing himself in these ideas of like personal growth and potential long before he ever even formally studied psychology. Almost
Yeah.
like laying the groundwork
Yeah.
without even realizing it.
Yeah, it
Well,
really.
that's cool.
It really does seem that way. And speaking of his career path,
Yeah.
his journey to psychology wasn't exactly a straight line.
Oh, okay.
He actually started out with a degree in health studies.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So
Isn't
most
that
people
true?
kind of jump right into
He was interested in medicine at the time.
right into their field.
But something shifted during those studies.
Right.
He discovered the work of psychologists from the
Yeah.
human potential movement. You know, people like
Okay.
Abraham Maslow,
Oh, yeah.
Carl Rogers,
Viktor Frankl.
Viktor Frankl. Yeah.
These are pioneers who
Yeah.
emphasize personal growth, self-actualization, and that drive to
Yeah.
reach our full potential.
Yeah. And you
Yeah.
know, that whole movement was really about empowering individuals, like
Totally.
recognizing that we all have these hidden abilities waiting to be unlocked.
Yeah.
And
That resonates with
it seems like
his interest.
those early influences, the athletes, the people overcoming adversity, the self-improvement, it all kind of pointed him in the direction of psychology and this idea of helping people reach their full potential.
That makes a lot of sense. Like it was all
Yeah.
building up to this.
Yeah.
And so from there, he pursued a second degree in psychology
Yeah.
and then went on to earn his MA and PhD in clinical psychology.
5 years of full-time study for those first 2 degrees,
Wow.
and then even more for his master's and PhD.
It's clear he wasn't just like checking boxes on a career path. You
No.
know, he was driven by something deeper,
Totally.
like a real thirst for knowledge
Yeah.
and a deep desire to understand the human mind.
Yeah. Yeah, and that kind of brings us to another interesting aspect of his background, which is his clinical experience.
Okay.
He didn't just focus on like one specific population or
Right.
type of challenge. He worked with a really diverse range of clients in various settings.
So many specialists focus on a very narrow area,
I know.
but it seems like he almost intentionally sought out a diverse range of human struggles.
Right.
I wonder what led him to that.
Yeah, well, his bio highlights his work with children, adolescents, adults, seniors.
Okay.
He addressed a wide range of psychological issues, from anxiety and depression to personality disorders,
Wow.
and even dementias like Alzheimer's.
That's quite a,
He also worked
you know,
with
playing around there.
individuals with brain injuries, from sports concussions to severe trauma,
Wow.
and even people involved in the criminal justice system.
It's like he wasn't just working with people seeking to improve their performance.
Right.
He was working with people facing some of life's most difficult challenges.
Yeah, and he
Yeah.
didn't limit himself to a single type of setting either.
Right.
He worked in university, psychology clinics, psychiatric hospitals, rehabilitation centers, prisons. private practice.
It almost seems like he was immersing himself in all these different environments just to gain this broader perspective.
Yeah.
He wanted to understand like the full spectrum of human experience.
Yeah, I'd also argue that his clinical experience working with such diverse populations, you know, from prisoners to seniors, has given him a broader understanding of human resilience than just like athletics alone can provide. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that full spectrum approach, as his bio calls it, is likely what gives him such unique insight into human potential.
Right. He believes that to truly understand success and potential, you need to understand the full range of human experience. Mm-hmm. He even says in his bio that working with people at their lowest points has been just as valuable as working with those striving for peak performance.
That's a perspective that values the entirety of the human experience.
Yeah.
Recognizing that both the highs and lows contribute to our understanding of what it means to be human.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
He is also the first and only Canadian to be triple board certified by the Biofeedback Certification National Alliance.
Triple board certified.
Triple board certified.
So that means he's gone above and beyond the usual qualifications.
Yeah.
Gaining expertise in three specific areas of biofeedback.
Yeah.
Which are?
He specializes in neurofeedback, biofeedback, and heart rate variability biofeedback.
Those aren't exactly household terms.
No.
Maybe we should break them down a little bit.
Yeah. So biofeedback in general is a technique that gives you real-time feedback on your body's physiological functions.
Okay.
Things like muscle tension, skin temperature, brainwave activity.
So you can actually see what's happening inside your body.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. And the idea is that by seeing this information, you can learn to consciously control these functions.
It's like having a window into your internal state.
Yeah.
And then figuring out how to like adjust the dials.
Right.
So how do those specific types of biofeedback work?
Well, neurofeedback focuses on brainwave activity.
Okay.
And it's often used to help people with conditions like ADHD. Or anxiety.
Right.
But it can also be used for peak performance training.
Okay.
Helping people achieve states of focus and calm.
So it's like training your brain to be more efficient.
Yeah, in a sense.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then there's heart rate variability biofeedback, which, as you might guess, focuses on the variations in time between heartbeats.
Okay. And why is that important?
Well, greater variability is actually a good thing.
Oh, interesting.
It indicates that your autonomic nervous system, the part that controls things like breathing and heart rate, is flexible and responsive.
So if you could learn to control your heart rate variability, that could make a real difference in managing stress.
Yeah. Imagine being able to stay calm
and
focused during a stressful presentation at work or even like a big family gathering.
Yeah. Or a job interview.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, and remember, this guy is triple board certified in all these techniques.
Oh, yeah.
That means he has a deep understanding of how to use them to help people reach their goals.
Yeah. So he's bringing this very like data-driven physiological approach to his work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just talk therapy. He's using these cutting-edge techniques to help people literally retrain their brains and bodies for peak performance.
It's a very holistic approach.
Yeah.
Blending traditional psychology with these more physiological techniques.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like he's taking everything he's learned from his early interest in human potential to his diverse clinical experience.
Yeah.
To his expertise in biofeedback.
That's really cool.
And weaving it all together to create this unique and powerful approach.
Those early influences really laid the groundwork for Dr. Friesen's path into psychology.
Yeah.
But like we talked about, it wasn't a straight line.
Yeah.
His academic journey had a few twists and turns.
Yeah.
But now it seems his focus has shifted away from hospitals and prisons and...
Yeah. That's right. These days, he primarily works with high-achieving individuals in a variety of fields. Executives, entrepreneurs, police, and military personnel.
Wow.
And, you guessed it, elite athletes. It's like everything has come full circle back to his roots.
Right back to where he started.
He's a competitive athlete.
The athlete in him never truly left.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense that he would gravitate towards working with people who are operating at the top of their game.
Totally.
And facing that intense pressure to perform.
Yeah.
they probably face a really unique set of challenges.
That's right. And that's where we'll pick up in part two of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll explore those specific challenges faced by high achievers.
All right.
And how Dr. Friesen helps them overcome those barriers to reach peak performance.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. So we're back talking about Dr. Friesen and his work with high achievers.
Yeah, I'm curious. Like, what are some of those specific challenges these people are bringing to him?
Well, I mean, you can imagine.
Right.
Pressure they face is just immense, right? They're operating in these highly competitive environments, constantly striving for excellence.
Right.
Pushing their limits. And, I mean, that can lead to burnout, right?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Anxiety, performance anxiety, fear of failure.
Yeah.
And difficulty maintaining work-life balance.
Yeah. Even imposter syndrome.
Oh, imposter syndrome. That's a big one, isn't it?
It's huge, yeah.
Even incredibly successful people can feel like they don't deserve their success.
Right.
Like, they're going to be exposed as a fraud at any moment.
Absolutely. And that feeling can be so debilitating. Imagine being the CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
I know.
But still feeling like you're not good enough, like you're going to be found out.
Totally.
Or picture an Olympic athlete, someone at the pinnacle of their sport, being plagued by self-doubt.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine
right.
achieving so much
yeah.
and still feeling that way.
Yeah, and I think high achievers, by their very nature, tend to be very driven
yeah.
and ambitious.
Right.
Which, you know, that drive can be a double-edged sword. Yeah. It can fuel incredible success, but it can also make it hard to, like, relax and enjoy the journey.
Totally.
And feel satisfied with their accomplishments.
So how does Dr. Friesen help them navigate these challenges?
Yeah, like, what does he actually do?
Yeah, what does he do?
In these sessions.
In those sessions.
Well, we obviously don't have access to the specifics of, like, his therapeutic approach.
Right.
But
we can make some educated guesses.
We can make some educated guesses, yeah.
Yeah, so based on his background and his expertise,
right.
what kind of, like, tools or techniques do you think he might be using?
I think first it's safe to say that he's probably taking a very individualized approach.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not using a one-size-fits-all method, right?
Right.
He's tailoring the interventions to each client's mm-hmm. needs and personality and goals.
Yeah, that makes sense given his, like, full spectrum approach.
Right, exactly.
Who understanding human behavior and his diverse clinical background. I mean,
he's probably encountered every type of
I know
personality and challenge.
Yeah, you would think.
Imaginable.
I can teen it all.
Yeah, okay. And remember, he's not just treating symptoms. He's addressing the underlying patterns mm-hmm. of thought and emotion and behavior.
Yeah. So how
that are driving those symptoms.
How does he do that? What are some of the specific techniques he might be using?
Well, we've already talked about biofeedback, and I'm sure that plays a role
yeah.
in his work. You know, he can help clients train their brains and bodies for peak performance
right.
using those yeah. techniques. But beyond that, I imagine he draws on a variety of, you know,
okay.
evidence-based approaches,
mm-hmm.
you know, from things like cognitive behavioral therapy,
CBT,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
to mindfulness-based techniques,
uh-huh.
to solution-focused therapy.
Yeah, can you refresh my memory on those? Like, how do those therapies work?
Yeah, so CBT focuses on identifying and changing, like, negative thought patterns and behaviors
mm-hmm.
that are contributing to emotional distress
yeah.
or performance issues.
Right.
It's very practical and action-oriented. Mindfulness-based techniques, on the other hand.
Yeah.
Help people develop greater awareness of their thoughts and feelings and bodily sensations.
Okay.
This can improve emotional regulation, focus, stress management.
Right.
And solution-focused therapy, as the name suggests, focuses on identifying solutions and strengths.
Okay.
Rather than dwelling on the problems.
So it's like he's pulling from all these different schools of thought
right.
to create this kind of customized approach
yeah, like a
for each client. Right?
Toolkit
right? Yeah.
that he can pull from.
Yeah, it's not just about applying one technique or
right.
one theory.
Exactly.
But finding the right combination
right.
for each individual.
Yeah, and I imagine he also incorporates elements of, like, coaching and mentorship
okay,
into his work, helping clients set goals,
yeah.
develop action plans, and stay motivated.
So he's not just a therapist.
Yeah.
He's a guide, a coach,
yeah.
a mentor.
Like, all rolled into one.
Yeah, and it seems like his athletic background probably plays a big role.
Oh, absolutely.
In this aspect of his work, right?
He's not just talking about peak performance.
Yeah.
He's lived it.
Yeah.
He knows what it takes to succeed at the highest level,
mm-hmm.
both mentally and physically.
Yeah. Right.
That lived experience probably makes him a very relatable.
Yeah.
an effective guide.
Yeah. And it's not just his background as an athlete.
Right.
His clinical experience working with individuals, facing this wide range of challenges.
Yeah.
Likely gives him this deep understanding
of seen it all.
Resilience
yeah.
and the human capacity for growth.
I agree. It's like he's seen the depths of human struggle.
Yeah.
And emerged with this profound appreciation for our ability to like overcome adversity and yeah. reach our full potential.
Yeah.
But his work goes beyond individual sessions, right?
Right.
You mentioned he wrote a book.
Yeah, he wrote a best-selling book called Achieve. Find out who you are, what you really want, and how to make it happen.
That title speaks directly to his focus on helping people unlock their potential and achieve their goals.
Yeah.
He's clearly interested in sharing his knowledge with a wider audience, not just the people he sees in his practice.
Yeah, and he's not just reaching people through his book.
Right.
He's been featured in a wide range of media outlets. Success.com, The Huffington Post, Men's Journal, NBC News, Runner's World,
wow.
Yahoo Life, Reader's Digest, even The Washington Post.
Seeing him featured in such diverse outlets, you know, from Runner's World to The Washington Post, tells us he's not just speaking to athletes.
Right.
Yeah. You know, his message about achieving your potential clearly resonates with a broad audience.
He's an expert in human potential.
Yeah.
His insights are relevant to anyone striving for growth, fulfillment, well-being.
So we've talked about the challenges that high achievers face, the techniques Dr. Friesen might be using to help them, and his desire to kind of share his knowledge with a wider audience.
Yeah.
But what do you think sets him apart?
Yeah. What makes his approach unique?
From other performance psychologists?
That's a great question. I think it's a combination of factors.
Yeah.
First, there's his multidisciplinary background.
Right.
He's not just a psychologist.
Right.
He has this deep understanding of biology, physiology, neuroscience.
Right. He's not just looking at the mind in isolation. He's considering how our thoughts and emotions and behaviors interact with our physical well-being.
And then there's his clinical experience, right? Working with this diverse range of individuals facing all sorts of challenges.
He's got that full spectrum perspective.
Yeah.
Like he understands what it means to be human.
Yeah. And let's not forget his own journey.
Right. He's not just talking the talk.
Yeah. He walks the walk.
He's walking the walk.
He's a high achiever himself.
Yeah.
So he understands those pressures and challenges firsthand.
Right. It's like he's saying, I've been there. I get it.
Yeah.
I can help you navigate this too.
Right. But it's one thing to talk about his approach in general terms.
Yeah.
It's another to really understand what it looks like in practice.
Right.
So what are some of the key takeaways from his work?
Yeah. How can
that we can all apply to our own lives?
We take this and apply it to our own lives.
Yeah. That's a great question. And a perfect segue into the final part of our deep dive.
Right.
When we come back, we'll explore some of those key takeaways.
Okay.
From Dr. Friesen's work and how his approach might relate to your own journey of personal growth and achievement. Okay, so we're back, and we've been talking all about Dr. Friesen, his background, and his approach. But now I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about like what this all means for you, you know?
Yeah, let's bring it home.
Because even if you're not a CEO,
right,
an Olympic athlete,
yeah,
there's still so much we can learn
totally
from Dr. Friesen's work, right? His insights are relevant to anyone who's striving for growth.
Absolutely.
Fulfillment, well-being.
These principles that he applies to helping high achievers reach peak performance can be just as valuable for anyone just looking to, you know, improve their lives and reach their potential.
So let's break it down. Like, what are some of the key takeaways from his approach that we can all apply?
Well, I think one of the biggest takeaways is the importance of that holistic approach.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Friesen doesn't just focus on the mind in isolation.
Yeah.
He considers, you know, the interconnectedness of our thoughts, our emotions, our behaviors, even our physiology.
Right. It's like that old saying, a healthy mind in a healthy body. But he takes it a step further, right?
Exactly.
By using techniques like biofeedback to help people literally retrain their brains and bodies for optimal performance.
And remember how we talked about that heart rate variability biofeedback?
Yeah.
Like learning to control that can make a real difference in managing stress.
So we're not just talking about abstract concepts here.
Mm-hmm.
There are actual like concrete tools and techniques that we can use to improve our overall well-being. But how do we actually apply this holistic approach to our own lives?
Yeah, it can seem a little...
It's kind of overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
Right.
But I think it starts with awareness.
Okay.
Pay attention to how your thoughts, feelings and behaviors are impacting your physical well-being and vice versa.
So like if I'm feeling stressed,
yeah,
I might notice like muscle tension or changes in my breathing.
Right, exactly.
Or an increase in my heart rate. Right. Those are physical signs.
Exactly.
That something's off.
And by becoming aware of those physical manifestations of stress.
Okay.
You can start to develop strategies for managing it more effectively.
So it could be things like exercise or relaxation techniques.
Right.
Getting enough sleep, even exploring biofeedback.
Exactly. It's about tuning into your body.
Yeah.
And using that information to improve your well-being.
It's like becoming your own health detective.
I like that analogy. And it's not just about managing stress. This holistic approach can be applied to any area of your life.
Okay.
Where you're seeking growth or improvement.
Okay.
Let's say you're trying to be more focused and productive at work.
Right. So in addition to like minimizing distractions,
yeah.
I might also need to pay attention to things like my sleep habits.
Right.
My diet,
exactly.
My exercise routine.
All of those things
right.
impact our ability to focus, to think clearly, to get things done.
Okay, so it's all connected, right?
It's all connected, and the same principle applies to things like creativity,
yeah.
relationships, even your emotional resilience.
It's recognizing that we're complex beings, right?
Right.
And our physical, mental, emotional well-being.
All intertwined.
Are all interconnected.
Yeah.
Okay, so holistic thinking is a big takeaway. What else?
Another big takeaway is the importance of mindset.
Okay.
Dr. Friesen really emphasizes the power of our beliefs and attitude
yeah.
in shaping our experiences.
Yeah.
Totally. He talks about like identifying and challenging limiting beliefs
yeah.
that might be holding us back, right? Those negative thoughts we all have about ourselves, I'm not good enough.
Right. Those thoughts can be so powerful.
Yeah.
But the good news is
yeah.
we can learn to change them.
How do we do that?
Well, it starts with just becoming aware of that negative self-talk.
Okay.
And then asking yourself, like, is this belief really true? What evidence do I have to support it?
Right.
What would happen if I chose to believe something different?
Okay. So it's like reframing our thoughts.
Exactly.
To create a more positive and empowering mindset.
And that shift in mindset can have a ripple effect on all areas of your life.
Yeah, totally. It can boost our confidence,
mm-hmm.
improve our performance, help us overcome challenges.
Get more resilience.
Okay, so we got holistic thinking, the power of mindset. Any other key takeaways we should touch on?
One more that I think is really important is the importance of aligning your actions with your values.
Okay.
Dr. Friesen really helps his clients clarify their goals
mm-hmm.
and make sure they're pursuing things that truly matter to them.
Right. Not just what society expects of them.
Yeah. It's about defining success on your own terms.
So it's like asking ourselves,
yeah.
what do I truly value?
Right.
What kind of impact do I want to have on the world?
What legacy?
What legacy do I want to leave behind? I mean, these are
big questions.
Big questions.
But they're important ones to consider.
Yeah. And when we align our actions with our values,
yeah.
it's like we tap into this source of motivation and purpose
right.
that can fuel our efforts and help us overcome challenges.
It's like you're creating a roadmap for your life
right.
based on what truly matters to you.
Right.
Not just external achievements.
Not external, yeah.
Or societal expectations.
So it seems like Dr. Friesen's work boils down to these like three main principles.
Yeah.
Holistic approach to well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Cultivating a positive and empowering mindset.
Yep.
And aligning our actions with our values.
I think you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Those are the core principles that I see running through his approach.
And while he applies them, you know, to high achievers, those are really universal principles that can benefit anyone, right? So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this final, like, thought-provoking question.
Okay.
Thinking about those three principles,
mm-hmm.
holistic well-being, mindset, values.
Yeah.
Which one resonates most with you right now?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And what's one small step you can take today?
Yeah.
To start incorporating that principle into your own life?
Right. Could be something as simple as paying attention to your self-talk.
Yeah.
Taking a walk in nature.
Yeah.
Or just reflecting on what truly matters to you.
It's been a pleasure exploring Dr. Friesen's work with you. We hope this deep dive has given you some valuable insights and inspiration
Absolutely.
For your own journey of personal growth.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning,
keep growing,
and keep striving for the best version of yourself.